Hi, I'm Ed Starr. I'm with BMF Media Group. We have been working and representing Perez since 2006, and he's one of our most exciting brands, and we're really excited to bring him and Microsoft together. In our opinion, really, the opportunities are kind of almost unlimited. I mean, what Perez is doing on a daily basis is growing his brand, connecting with young users that are digital, that love the web, that love Microsoft. I mean, these are the same users that, you know, are using Windows, are using Xbox, are using Zune, using all your awesome products, and we just thought the partnership made a lot of sense. I think, you know, for our side, the most important thing is being on the cutting edge, doing cool new things. And that's what brands are looking for these days. And with what you guys are doing, we really see a lot of opportunity. I mean, I think Surface, everyone's really excited about how what we can do with it or where we could use it. You know, we're ready. You guys tell us when you are. You know, whether it's cool new Zunes or branded Zunes or customizable Zunes. Obviously, the Xbox platform is huge and gets bigger every single day. You know, whether it's Netflix or partnering with whoever you guys need to for content or creating channels like a Perez channel on Xbox, music, any of that kind of stuff makes sense. We really want to connect Microsoft with brands that grow their brand, grow themselves, and kind of make it a home run for everybody. So.
I'm the new business development director out of New York. I've been working with Sean Zeigel and our Microsoft team for about 3 years now out of the New York office. Vectorform on the whole has done a lot of work with Microsoft over the years, but we recently started working with the Microsoft Surface, Silverlight, and some of their other newer technologies, which brought us to the MTC, working with the DPEs on sort of a more intricate level, working together with clients on new and fun projects. And so we work together pretty closely. I think that over the last 3 years since I've been working with Microsoft, there really has been a focus for user experience and how the user is interacting with technology, what technology is out in the market. Rather than giving them a solution, they're letting the market determine what, you know, they want from Microsoft, and Microsoft is looking for ways to bring that back. So when I work with evangelists out here in New York, they usually try to connect me with clients, come at it as way as Vectorform is user experience expert, and that's really what we're trying to serve them with. So with IE8 and plugins, people want to be able to connect to their information really quickly. They want it to be at the top of their navigation bar, and that's really the first thing that they want to see. They want to be able to obtain this quickly. Microsoft understands that, so they're enabling these tools. I really think that that's one of the biggest things that Microsoft has sort of changed, or I've seen them change over the last 3 years, is really delivering tools that are determined by the market. I really think Windows 7 is miles ahead of a lot of their competitors, and I think just miles ahead in general for bringing sort of this new experience, you know, multi-touch interfaces, as well as some of the rich applications that you get with that, to the market. I think people really love it. I think they did a great job researching. The interface is fantastic. So I really think that they listen to the market, and Windows 7 is really a testament to that. Of course, we work with Surface, we work with Silverlight, and, you know, I've done a great number of new business deals with working with those two in those two capacities, but I really think that Windows 7 is miles ahead. One of the first things that we knew going into it is once you do it once, we could actually replicate this for our other clients across the board. So you're sort of doing the same thing, but it really was. It was very easy to do, you know, and I think we did it in a few hours and we were done and the president was happy and it was. A lot of times in the web development and creative world, people say, oh, it's so easy, it's going to take 2 hours, and you kind of go into it, you know, with one eye, like, sure, it's easy. And it actually really was quite easy to accomplish.